Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, Heather, did you hear? Gatorade now sells just plain old water. I mean, why not? Electrolytes are a little much.
What will they think of next? Do you ever have those days, Sarah, where you're stuck in a one-time verification code loop? In terms of loops, I prefer the fruity kind.
Oh, yeah, been there. When life gives me lemons, I usually head to the beach. Except the last time I went, my dog ate too much seaweed, and you know how this story's going to end. So I'm just going to take the lemons. Thank you.
Listen up, all you flying rocks out there trying to kill me. I kick you.
Kick him. Have such a good day. Hello, world. Welcome back to Have Such a Good Day, the show that wants you to do just that.
Episode 206. It was funny, Sarah, earlier I had 2066, and I was like, wait, no, that's a typo. We don't have 2,066 episodes. Maybe one of these days.
I mean, if we're lucky, yeah. I'd love to get to 2066.
20666. Ooh, now that is a number. Welcome to the show, y'all.
We're going to get to 666.
The show that unpacks the absurdity of everyday life. You got to laugh so you don't cry, Sarah.
Yep.
Really,
it's absurd.
How is everyone doing out there today?
Yeah. How y'all doing out there? I'm going to say right off the top, Heather and I are punchy AF.
Right, yeah, now. We're punchy, and I'm also nasally and punchy. It's a double whammy. I I woke up on a sneezing bender this morning. Sometimes those histamines just, they kind of build up. So I had forgotten that nasal spray really helps. Did my nasal spray, but now I'm nasally. So there you have it. Hopefully I won't sound too bad.
Well, I think you sound just great. And I'm sorry about the nasal issues.
It happens.
It does.
Like the cruel ironies of life.
The cruel ironies of life. I'm sure I've complained about this before because I'm great at complaining. but when I was younger, I had terrible hay fever. You know, meaning just sneezy stuff. It was seasonal, but I was, I don't even really know what I was allergic to. Like, we never really got to the bottom of it, but
it's kind of hard to get to the bottom of it, honestly.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of effort.
Or you get an answer like, oh, it's pollen. And you go, and you're like, oh, okay, great. Well, I have to live. So I guess I'll just sneeze. But it used to be pretty debilitating. I mean,
oh, it is.
100%. I remember being in high school and going to the nurse's office and being like, it won't stop. I have to go home.
See, I would have rather suffered with it as a kid, I think, because I think what a lot of allergists say is you either have it as a kid and then you grow out of it,
yeah,
or you don't have it as a kid and then you get it later in life.
Right.
Man, it's brutal. Totally
the older you
brutal.
Get, the harder things are. I agree with you.
This is true. And everything as you get older feels very dated. I went to a car dealership yesterday to bring my car in. And they showed me the new electric model. He really wanted me to take a test drive, but I didn't have time. He just showed me the interior. And boy, I was like pretty blown away by how not old my car is. It's from 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And I stepped inside the driver's seat of this new electric version of my car. And I could not believe how different it felt. It was like my car feels analog. Like it doesn't even feel from 2019. It's like, things have come so far in the last couple of years that my 2019 car feels really dated. It has too many buttons. There's just like button, button, button. And then in this new car, there's zero buttons. It's everything's a touch screen.
Well, but people complain about that too. I mean, there are a lot of people who are on the give me a button camp.
I like buttons.
Like I'm sick of this touch screen nonsense. I will say I have a Volvo. So, I mean, nothing crazy, but also 2019. You know, it, when I got the car, it was new. So it's really not old at this point, but it has a large touchscreen in the middle. I mean, that's pretty standard on a variety of cars now. But I cannot, I mean, it's designed to be touched. I cannot ever stop looking at the smudges on the touchscreen.
I know.
I mean, you wipe it nothing's down three perfect. Times a day. It's like, it's always dirty. It's
or
just,
there's dust.
It's never going to not be dirty.
Never, ever. And the thing is too, I felt like such an old person yesterday because I was kind of like commenting on this, you know, situation where I'm like, my car seems really old. And in this new car, there was no stick. Like not a stick shift. Obviously, a lot of cars are automatic these days. It's hard to find a stick shift, but it actually still has like a shifter that you put your hand around.
Put it in reverse.
It's now they call it something. I can't remember, but it's some kind of button of some kind. And there's nothing to hold. I like to hold on to something when I drive. All right. Like take some corners. I like to kind of lean into it. Hold on to that paddle. Well, there's no paddles anymore, y'all. It's now a lever of some, it's a very small lever and it's not very satisfying switching
gears
anymore.
The future is bleak, Heather. What's,
so
what's
bleak.
Next?
What is there to look forward to, Sarah?
Right.
We
can't get in a car
day.
And have buttons and shifting. Yeah.
I like a good button.
Always remember
I got a light lamp.
This happened by accident because I had gotten into an accident, which was my own fault, with my last Honda Civic. I had a string of Civics. That was my jam.
That got broken into in San Francisco, I feel like.
Hundreds
lot.
Of times. Yeah.
Yeah.
My last Civic, I got into an accident. Nobody was hurt. That was the end. And then I got a Saab that I had. I don't even know
that.
Why I got it. I mean, it was used. It was old. It wasn't like some fancy thing at all. But it was an automatic. And I'd never had an automatic car before. I had driven plenty of them. Like, I know how to. it's easier. But I was just so used to it that for like a month, I was like, can I do this? I'm so bored.
I know. It takes some getting used to.
And now I'm like, what everything being automatic to me? What the hell did I want to, like, my right arm to never be free for? Like, it's crazy. We adapt.
That's we do adapt. And exactly. And I think that down the road, when I'm going to be getting a new car at some point down the road, way further down the road, I will get used to that button or whatever you want to call it that shifts the gears, and I won't even think about it. But I don't want to get used to it. I don't want everything to change all the time. So, and I'm into change. I like evolution. But there's certain things that, I don't know. I feel like maybe this is a reflection of our age. We're starting to get testy.
It is.
About this kind of thing.
No, it's not anyway. A question. We're becoming those people.
Great.
Where we're like, you know, remember when things were easier?
We're going to start getting those emails where it's like a long scroll of remember when you were young and these things existed. My dad used to forward those to me all the time. And we're going to be those people.
I mean, just
but it's gonna be sexy.
Not even an hour ago when I was finishing up DTNFs with the crew today, we were talking about bookstores. And, you know, somebody was like, Barnes & Noble, is that even still like a retail place? I'm like, there actually is one not that far away from me. And it's kind of like, where I am now, it's like not like a huge city. And it was always sort of like a overly large store. It used to be something else. It was like some department store way back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, some multi-level stuff. It's still around. But we were talking about books and... Scott Johnson, who's our regular Wednesday person, said it so perfectly. He was like, the last time I walked in a bookstore, I like felt my cell phone in my pants pocket and was like, this entire store could just be on my phone.
Yeah.
But I'm totally. So glad that the store is here.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that retail has suffered many blows due to technology, you know, and the evolution of fewer buttons. But that was a good way to put it, where I was like, yeah, I mean, yeah, we just all have to kind of make choices about what
we may revert back. I know it's funny because you think about people who, you know, the streaming stuff and then like the analog, like DVDs and how people collect and whatever. But we keep coming full circle. We went back to vinyl. We like went away from it. Now we went back to it. So I just wonder, I mean, I love a good bookstore. But I don't go to them often enough because there aren't enough of them, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe I don't have time. I don't know. But that is a good way of putting it. I really appreciate that. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what happens here. Lots to be excited about.
Yeah. The whole kind of like saving space thing.
Yeah.
Is in many ways very important. And we've all benefited from that. Uh-huh. But there are certain, the bookstore is a good example. You might be like, I don't really care about books, all that, you know, like Dead Tree Books, which is fine. I mean, you have so many options now, but there are examples I can think of where I'm like, I don't want this to go away. I don't care that it's archaic.
I love perusing a bookstore and like looking at the covers and like... Just I love all the covers. They soothe me.
There's a tactile whole thing going on. You know,
100%.
You just don't get that in the modern world. So
you
F
really
you,
don't,
2023.
Sarah
F you to heck.
Oh, how's it going otherwise, Sarah Lane?
It's all right. It's all right. I'm kind of running on fumes. It's been I think you and I both agreed at the end of August. Like, wow, that was kind of a long month. You know, like it just limped along. And now here we are halfway through September. And I blinked and we were halfway through. Like, I know. You know,
now I'm thinking about Christmas. It's like,
totally.
No, I hate this time of year.
Right. Yeah. A friend of mine invited me to a bunch of friends of mine are getting together for kind of an annual thing that we've all done. Sometimes I participate, sometimes I don't, in New York City over the past few years in October. And, you know, was there last year. And a bunch of people getting together and, you know, looking at flights. And I was like, I kind of saw, like, it was like a paperless post invite kind of thing that, yeah. you know, got sent to my email. And I was like, yeah, it's like far away. I'll like think about it later. And then yeah. I thought about it yesterday and I'm like, no, that's less than a month away.
Yeah.
If I were to Definitely. Go, I need to like buy a flight right now. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm going to go. It's very expensive.
What is it, early October?
It's mid October.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mid October. But anyway, so
it's a tough one, travel plans.
So yeah. So besides that, I don't really have anything to complain about. I think life has just been handing me a lot of lemons lately. And maybe I'm
what do you do with lemons, Sarah?
Myself.
You go to the beach.
Go to the beach, and then your dog gets diarrhea all over the house. Yay.
Yay.
Oh my gosh. I will not go into that, but I want you to think of the worst situation you could ever wake up to, and that's what it was. Okay,
I heard a little bit of detail on this, and I will assure y'all out there that it was pretty bad.
It was pretty bad.
It was pretty bad.
It was pretty
I didn't
bad.
See pictures, but
I think she painted a
scary picture.
Which was I was she like, did. Why did you take a picture of this? And she was like, I don't know, like posterity.
Has she forgiven Oat?
Yeah, no, I mean, he didn't do it on purpose.
Of course.
But I totally unrelated. I've been thinking about hair lately, Heather.
Yeah.
The hair on my head, specifically. Uh-huh. And yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, hair in general, I guess. But the hair on my head. So when my chemotherapy wrapped up in early February, you know, I had already started to like sprout back a little bit of hair that I had lost a few months prior. And I never had like, well, first of all, I did a thing called the cold cap. I won't go like into the cancer stuff. We talked about it before, but that's designed to help people save their hair. Because otherwise you're kind of going to lose all of it. And, you know, that's why people shave their head. And it was pretty successful, honestly. I would recommend it to anybody who says, I don't want to be in the situation where I have to shave my head or just have no hair in general. But my hair still thinned a lot. I didn't have any real patch where you could go, oh gosh, yeah, no hair. It just was as if I had 50% less hair seemingly overnight. It wasn't really overnight, but I mean, it was pretty dramatic, even though I do feel like I took the steps that I thought I should take, and I think it was overly successful. But because of the thinning, you know, all that hair that kind of went away has grown back, and it's at a completely different length and consistency than my normal hair. Like, I have very straight hair. I always have. Yeah. There's not a curl in the world to be had with my hair, even if I try. Uh-huh. Now, some of my regrowth is just sort of short. So you go, well, you know, blend it in. I don't know. Ponytail. You're good to go. But I've got this funny kind of the nape of my neck area that has come back and it's curly. And I don't know what to do. Like, I've never had curly hair before. And I know people with curly hair will say, well, join the club. You know, taming the curls is a lifelong cross to bear.
Getting a blowout or like
all
a
of yeah, iron, all of that stuff.
Flat iron, that is.
Right. And I only have, it's only in like these certain kind of funny parts, like in the underneath area, but it's curly. even the last time I got a haircut, the hairdresser was like, do you want to just like cut the longer part so it's all even? And I was like, no, because then I would have really short hair. And I have like weird PTSD about having short hair because my mom made me cut my hair once when I was young after I had lice, which is a story for another time. But I just don't feel like I look good with short hair. Lots of people do. I just don't think that I do.
I've never seen you with short hair, so it's hard for me to say.
I mean,
you've always
been
a long hair gal.
Yeah, long hair. Even I did sort of like a, you know, A-line bob thing. It was all the rage some time ago.
Yeah.
And I remember, this is not to throw anybody under the bus, although he deserves it. My boyfriend at the time, I remember, like, I had, he knew I was, like, getting a haircut, but I sort of, like, surprised him and came home and was like, you know, and it was all real nice. You know, the hairdresser had, you know, had styled it just so. So it looked just like the photo that I had come in to the salon with. And he was like, oh, yeah. And I was like, do you like it? And he was like, oh, that's cool.
And I feel like dudes don't love short hair. I don't know.
Well, I think
it's a generalization. But
totally depends on, yeah, face shape, everything.
It does.
Depends on the dude. Depends on everything. But I remember being like, not totally the reaction I was looking for. I was hoping he'd be like, wow, what a change. Very cool. I don't know what I was expecting. But he was
expectations
like,
expectations always get you down.
Yeah. And he very dismissive, almost as if nothing had changed. And finally, I remember saying to him, well, okay, so what do you like better? Do you like it how it was before? Or do you like it better now? And he was like, oh, I like it to better before.
And right, I was like, there's my answer.
Yeah, that's just a little bit more sort of like somehow I just look bad with shorter hair. Anyway, fast forward to today. We're getting to the point, Heather, where I have a haircut, you know, every 8 weeks type thing in a couple weeks. And I'm going to bring in some photos. We're not talking like crazy pixie cut type thing. But I think I might do like a French bob, like above the chin type thing.
Cute. I
kinda
love
cute,
it.
Kind of cute. Because that will at least get all like the old and new hair, at least to where like we're totally all talking the same language type thing.
Yes. And you can put it in a little pony, like a tiny little like cute little.
Because
I've
more
done shorter hair more often than
I
you.
Stuff I just never do.
Yeah. You could do scarves, that kind of thing.
Indeed. Which I those are in my storage unit somewhere, Heather. But yes.
Well, there'll be a lovely gift. It'll be like a re-gift when you open up that storage unit again. You'll be like, I remember these.
Oh, I know, because they're really nice. But yeah. So I don't know. It's kind of a why not? Why the hell not?
I think why not? You know, hair grows. You have said before, you're kind of like a chia pet. Like your hair just grows and grows and grows pretty fast.
And it does, yeah.
It'll just grow back. You might as well try it. If you don't, you'll never know. And then maybe you need a reminder of what it's like to have short hair again. And you might enjoy it this time around just because you didn't back then.
And I think that, I know. I mean, this is like second grade when I had lice, everybody. Like, I didn't have lice like when I was 25 years old or anything. My mom didn't force me to cut my hair. But I did. Yeah, I kind of think like, what is the worst that could happen?
Yeah.
Because right now I'm somewhat clinging onto the old hair. And some of the old hair is, I mean, when I say old hair, it just means the longer part of my, you know, hairs. Uh-huh. And that's fine, but it looks weird because about half of it is like still chia pet sprouty. So, you know, we might just trim it up and see what's up.
I would say trim it up, a blank canvas, man. Just start over. I think your hair will be happy, you know, to get a new beginning.
Same thing. And by the way, for anybody who's like curly hair, chemo, what? This is really common. In fact, if you want to go down the rabbit hole of chemo curls, as we in the biz call it, there's all sorts of like, here's how to style your crazy chemo curls. Now, most people were starting with, you know, shaved head. You know, right? Yeah. So it's like the curls are all just truly chia pet, you know, coming out at all angles. Like, here's how we deal with that. Or here's how you kind of like cut your hair for the next year so that it kind of grows out to be eventually not short hair anymore. Or you keep it short. And so many people look so cute with that hair. Mm-hmm. I'm not one of those curly,
you're not that
short
gal
hair people. I just look, I feel like I look like a little fat elf.
You know? Speaking of chia pets, I don't know if I told you this, but we stumbled upon a garage sale a while back, and Elijah found a box of retro Chia Pet heads that they were selling.
What is and it retro was like, Chia Pet head even
they're like
mean?
The old school, like way back when Chia Pets.
Like stuff like, you would see like on infomercials, like really.
Yeah, like stuff that you could buy on you would buy on eBay for like hundreds of dollars because they're like collectibles. And he put one in our sunroom, like up on our like succulent rack, you know, and tried to be sneaky about it. And it's this creepy head. I'll send you a picture. It's pretty funny.
Is the head like a famous person? Because I know that that was a thing that people would give each other as sort of gag gifts for some time.
It is.
Like,
and I'm actually trying to remember heads. Wait, I got to Google this because I don't remember it's like Bob Ross or, oh no, I know what it is. It's the original head. And it's what is it? It's the original head.
I actually don't know who the original head was modeled after.
It was, I don't know if it's, I might have to get back to you on that.
It's all right. It's not super pressing.
I can picture it. I just, it's not. Well, Sarah, you know what's super pressing?
I mean, I'll never forgive you, but yeah, we can circle back on this one.
I'll report back. But Sarah, I always like to hear your adventures in hair, and the curly thing is something, I learned something new today, so thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
Speaking of hair and other fashion-related things, do you remember that cool blog you and I used to love called Go Fug Yourself?
Oh,
and
yeah.
It was always kind of making fun, being
it was
snarky
making
about red carpet looks.
It was making
but
fun.
It was hilarious. I mean, seriously, like laugh out loud, hilarious. And now those ladies who wrote that blog, they do a Substack called Drinks with Broads that I read.
Oh,
it's very
I
funny.
Didn't know.
Very funny. I'll forward it to you. That
oh,
they just
do.
Did one on the VMAs. It's very, very funny. And there's a line from there that's just basically
what
well, like
have lots of
line
material
of the
from the pictures I saw. My God,
oh,
what are people
so
wearing?
Much material. Yeah, no, crazy. Like it's a really good post, very rich. And the top of the article actually was kind of a, you know, like what is going on here? Like there's so much weird shit going on. And they said they used, and I quote, the world is a rich tapestry of WTF, of what the fuck. And I thought that was very, very funny because it's kind of my current vibes right now is like everything feels very WTF. Everything that I'm like working on and doing and just things I'm confronting, it's very like spiral eyeballs emoji, you know? Just like
spiral emoji. I know the
you know
one
what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of a combination, I think, of like life overwhelm. Yeah.
Yeah. Before we started, I said, well, once we started the show, I said, oh, we're punchy today. But like, I've said that to a couple people today, like I am punchy.
And what you mean is a spiral eyeball emoji.
Kind
That's
of,
mean,
yeah.
Right?
Like it's like I'm hanging on. I'm awake, but I don't know. I don't know what's gonna happen next.
You shouldn't operate a motorized vehicle.
Probably not operate heavy machinery.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so I'll
exactly.
just go ahead and not do the tractor thing I was gonna do later
I think
today.
It's I can't even imagine you in a tractor. But so it's funny because usually I can kind of tell what's going on in my life by like what emojis I use. And the spiral eyeballs emoji has definitely been front and center lately. I'd like to know if y'all have one that you're using a lot lately. Email us at hi@fsuchagoodday.com. But I will say I'm not going to get into the weeds about all the WTF things that are going on because it's just kind of from every angle. And I think you have weeks like this. It's like maybe the universe is just in a weird place. Maybe it's just typical life overwhelm and exhaustion. It happens. I've got my hands on a lot of things and there's just a lot of just like, what? Like, why would you say that or do that? Or like just not really understanding why things are happening in a certain way or just, you know, for example, I mentioned a while back, before my trip, I got a ghost rock hit my windshield. I had to have my friend fix it while I was gone so that I could actually drive my car, you know, 4 hours home. Within a week or so of my new windshield, my fancy new windshield that cost me $1,000 deductible,
Gotta love it.
Got hit again. with a rock. And I remember hearing something, but didn't, and kind of looked and was like, oh my God, I hope that did not crack my window, and looked around. I didn't see anything. I didn't see like a, you know, you have those little like sort of divots that happen and then they turn into these cracks. Anyway, later the following week, there was a bird shit on the crack. So I couldn't see the crack itself because the bird shit was covering it. But there is indeed a crack. Yesterday, after a slew of WTF moments that I was experiencing, I had to pick up my car from the dealership. It was just getting an oil change, whatever. And I leave and I'm like 3 or 4 blocks away heading home. And all of a sudden, this crazy loud sound, and like people are honking at me and my car is making the craziest sound. I was like, oh my God, am I going to blow up? Like, it was so loud and so like shocking, you know. I didn't know what to do.
Why were
I was
people like honking at you?
I don't know. I feel like maybe they were trying to tell me something, but I heard it myself. I didn't need to be reminded, but
yeah,
like,
yeah.
So I made it back to the dealership. It was probably not that safe to do that. I didn't know what it was. So anyway, I go home, I take the, you know, the loaner car. It was a whole thing. It was kind of annoying. Come to find out, it was a rock stuck somewhere, somehow, under, like near my brake pad. There's like some kind of section under there where things can get stuck. And there was construction on the road, like when I was, you know, that first road that I was coming down, like a few blocks. So I probably picked it up there. And I think that's where those ghost rocks came from. You know, in summertime, there's all these construction projects and there's like loose rocks and gravel and whatnot. But I'm like, what is up with all these friggin' rocks? And this is like the third rock in 2 months, yo. So I, you know, being the superstitious person that I am, I, you know, first of all, I'm like, most likely this is just from constructions. This happens, you know, shit happens. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, dude, clean up all those loose rocks, Caltrans. Like, I feel like I heard someone say, you got to call Caltrans and let them know. And, you know, they might, you know, help you, I don't know, pay for a deductible or something. I'm like, yeah, right. But then the superstitious side of me started to wonder. And I Googled it. So I was like, what is up with these flying rocks? You know, is there some meaning behind it? Not that I was looking for, you know, I'm not so deeply spiritual that I'm going to say, you know, I'm going to really believe what I read on the internet about the symbolism of a rock. Like, it just happens, right? But I thought it was interesting. I Google it and the first thing that came up was, if you see a crack in your windshield, it means that someone has put a curse on you. The person who did this is trying to harm you in some way. And it's really funny because I love the movie Drag Me to Hell. I don't know if you've seen it. It's a Sam Raimi movie. I rewatched it the other day.
Heather, do you think I've seen a movie called Drag Me to Hell?
But y'all out there who've seen it know what I mean.
I know that people like this movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. It's basically a young girl. She works at a bank. She kind of has like a bit of a boring day job that she's not super happy. She wants to get promoted and everything. Mm-hmm. And she denies this old woman, this kind of creepy old woman, a loan for her house. And so this woman steals one of her buttons from her jacket and puts a gypsy curse on her. And it's great. It's kind of comical at the same time because it's just like so over the top because it's Sam Raimi and he's very over the top. Of course, I don't think someone put a curse on me. So I'm easing up on the superstition here. Life is unpredictable. I know this. But really, what do rocks represent? And so I went further down the rabbit hole and I read something that said, in our everyday life, rocks represent struggles to overcome and perspectives to be gained. Many myths, fables, and stories use rocks to symbolize the obstacles a character must overcome to complete their quest. And I found that to be so apropos, Sarah, because mm-hmm. of exactly what I'm doing right now in my life with the business, in this stage of my life. And this is why I look these things up, not to fall down a rabbit hole and really believe the spiritual like mumbo jumbo, but that gives me something to think about. Whether it's true or not, it doesn't really matter. You know, I'll never know, but it actually makes me think, maybe there's a lot going on that I need to pay attention to or something.
Mother Earth is mad at you, Heather.
I don't know.
Do
I guess.
Better. now. But I don't really believe
maybe
that.
Maybe it's reminding me to just kick rocks. It's like a polite way of telling, to get something to like fuck off, you know, and whatever that is, like maybe I need to sell some properties to get these monkeys off my back, or maybe I need to fire someone. I don't know. Yeah, it just, it was sort of an interesting experiment to read up on this and the symbolism. So hear this, rocks. I kick you. Bye-bye.
Kick rocks is one of my favorite terms.
I know.
I don't know. I'm thinking of Cardi B right now, but she certainly is not a person who coined this term. Pound sand, also one of my favorites. Yeah, go pound sand. Same thing. Basically, just like go do something other than being in my face right now. This reminds me of, you know, these just colloquialisms. This reminds me of when I was in, like, I'm not even kidding, like, fifth grade, maybe sixth grade, but like young enough that kids were starting to like each other. Mm-hmm. But you weren't really going through puberty yet. So you kind of like don't know what to do with these feelings. Like, oh, I liked a boy in my class. But like, then what happens? Nothing. You just like go to school. A friend of mine, you know, names will be redacted in the story. She and this, you know, other boy that were, you know, also, I think we're all in the same class, or, you know, we're definitely at the same rather small school. And they like decided that they were like boyfriend, girlfriend for like a week. And something happened, I don't remember what, but she, you know, was, you know, like came into, you know, the school bathroom, you know, just could not stop crying. I mean, she was hysterical, you know, and of course, you know, everyone's like, what happened with you know who? And she says, he told me to go piss up a flagpole. And I remember like being like, don't laugh because it's not funny. But like, that is funny. Like, how is that the insult that you hurl at somebody when you're like, I don't want to be dating you anymore, you other 11-year-old. Go piss up a flagpole. No, no, no. It's a thing. It's a thing. It's one of my favorites because it's so specific. And it's like, I want you to do that more than I want you to be in my face right now.
And it like, it's hard to imagine, like, because it gravity, you can't do that. So it's kind of this visual.
Well, that's the
conundrum.
Point. Go do something so far away from me that it doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, it's a good one. You should bring it back, Sarah.
Yeah. So next time somebody makes you mad, y'all out there, you tell them to go piss up a flagpole. And then they'll either get it or they won't. And it's their loss if they don't.
Exactly. Oh, y'all kicking the rocks, man. Many rocks.
Kicking rocks. Ooh. Well, earlier this week, Heather, I know that you and I both, we are Apple product people. We both have iPhones and MacBooks and, you know, et cetera, Apple watches. So Apple had, you know, a little announcement, not a big deal, about new iPhones earlier this week. iPhone 15 was announced, variety of models, new Apple Watch as well as some other stuff. And I have to say, this is something that I cover for my job. I've been doing this for 25 years. But I because of that, I get a lot of people who will ping me and be like, what should I do? What should I buy? Or, you going to get this? Is this cool? Oh, what about this feature? You know, and I do my best to respond to everybody that I think would benefit from my, you know, vast knowledge of Apple. But I mean, I'm not buying anything this year. And it's not because I don't like what Apple had put out. It's because... my iPhone 13 is fine. In fact, it feels like kind of new to me. I mean, it's a year and a half old at this point, but there's nothing wrong with it. So like, I don't know, like, why do I want another phone? But there was a time where every year I got another phone.
Yeah.
Because that's what you did.
Because it was kind of fun. It was like something,
of course,
a new little toy.
Also, I mean, I also like used to like host shows about iOS specifically. So it was like kind of a write-off. But yeah, I'm like, people are like, ooh, you're going to get the 15 Pro Max. And I'm like, no. I mean, my 13 is like kind of new still. I haven't even broken it yet. So,
you know, I think we have the same phone. I believe I have a 13, but I have the bigger one, which I think you do too.
Pro Max, yeah.
Pro Max. That's the one gripe I have about this phone is it I'm constantly dropping it and it just lands like a brick. It's big. I think I would probably go with a smaller model next time. Not going to buy one. I'm not going to buy a 14 now. I'm definitely fine with it. But I think next time I buy a phone, it'll be smaller.
Yeah. 15. 15 is the new one.
The 15. Yes, obviously.
Yeah. A friend of mine, we were, you know, like chatting on Slack about this earlier. And she was like, well, but when you have really little hands, like you can't even handle a Pro Max. And I was like, well, I mean, I have one. I've had the largest iPhone that has been available.
You always have a large iPhone.
Since the iPhone 10X, which was, I don't know. I mean, we're going on 10 years ago, if not a little before. I also don't use my phone that much. I use it when I need to use it. It's my small computer. That in a pinch, I love it so much, wouldn't trade it for the world. But I mean, at home, like hanging out, I don't like look at my phone.
Really?
No. I'm either just like I'm off the internet or I'm on my laptop. Because it's like more screen real estate and more things.
Yeah.
Like it just works better for me.
I hear you. Interesting. Wow. Yeah. I mean, I feel like I do a lot of stuff on my phone. I mean, I do all my games, you know,
you do Wordle on your phone,
emails.
Which I've never thought to do.
Yeah. No, I've never thought to do it on the desktop. It's so
I know because when we screenshot things for each other, like our screenshots are wildly different. Like mine's like so big and like old lady, you know, which just sort of like feeds back into our earlier conversation that like, yes, we're getting older. Yeah, we're getting set in our ways. I like my big screen, all right? Thank you.
Well, I don't know if you've turned up the font like huge, but like I remember the first time I ever saw someone in a restaurant, like someone that was, you know, significantly older than me. This was years ago, like in Los Angeles. And I remember kind of, oh God, those days seem still kind of far off to where I'm going to have to up the font. But I think those days are here, Sarah Lane.
You know, I don't know if I told y'all, this was not an exciting thing that I did, but recently went to the optometrist, you know, to get my eyes checked. And I wear contacts and I have readers and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And the optometrist was like, you know, we went through a variety of little tests and he was like, yeah, I think we can bump up your lens prescription a little bit. Seems like you're struggling unnecessarily with the, you know, with the script, as they say, that you have now. And then, so I ordered that online. It came in the mail, but I still had some of my previous, prescription.
Yep.
So I was sort of like, well, I'm not going to like open prematurely. I'll like use up the lenses that like have served me fine this whole time.
Totally.
Just maybe, you know, are waning a little bit as far as efficacy. And yesterday I don't know. I had like a really just, you know, I was, you know, at the computer, just intense day. It, just one of those days where you're just like, I hope I get through this alive. And I was straining, like my eyes were straining. And I know it was because I was stressed. So that was a big part of it. But today I was like, F it. Let's open the box. You know, new contacts. I don't care if I have 2 weeks left on these other ones. Into the trash you go. And Heather, it's a brand new world. I usually, not on my phone. I've never increased anything on my phone. But on any like... desktop, I always increase the font to 125%. Like if I'm looking at a spreadsheet or, you know, anything with a lot of text, I have to, or I can't really see it that well, or I'm straining. And now with the new prescription, I didn't even do that today. I was just like, I'm chilling.
Nice. You know, it's funny. I completely relate to this because I just had a similar experience having to bump mine up. And I still have some old that are, I mean, it's a small bump, but it does make a difference. But the problem that I'm having with it is once you bump it up, then I have to wear readers more because I'm bumping up the distance, but then the close up is worse. So you kind of pay for, yeah. I sometimes like wearing my old contacts so that I don't have to worry so much about reading up close.
There is definitely something to the, once you get to like the perfect, you know, like, okay, yeah, I can see, everything's good. I'm good distance. I'm good close up. You know, I don't have to like futz around with like various like contact lenses, and glasses as well. But when you don't have any of that stuff in, I mean, I have never been blinder than a bat than I am now. Yeah. And to the point, like when I take my, I remember you used to tell me like, I don't like how blind I am if I don't have help. Like I can't just like navigate through the world just without some sort of help. And it was like, you know, I never had eye problems. So I was like, yeah, that would suck, I guess.
No, it's never going to be perfect either. Because
never going to be perfect.
Especially now, no, it's now always, until it's the always end, a little, it's going to be a little off.
It's a little, a Libra scale.
Yeah, and they say you could get like progressives or whatever, but like those aren't perfect either. Like
I hate progressives.
No matter what you do, like you're not going to have this perfect, easy, when your eyes are weak on both ends, distance and close up, you're never going to have perfection. Because you're going to have to correct for both. And it's just very convoluted. I hate it. I wish I could go back to the, I remember the day that I got contact lenses, I was driving on a road called Quito Road. I probably mentioned this in an early podcast.
I remember the story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I could see all the leaves on all the trees. This road was had beautiful like eucalyptus and stuff. And I had my contacts in. And I remember because I couldn't see people on the far end of the soccer field. That was part of why, or what made me realize I needed to get them. But that was easy back then. I mean, you think it wasn't back then, but then you come to now and you're like, it's way more complicated. Yeah. There is no magic bullet is my point. If only there were.
I know.
For all the things, Sarah, that would be great.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine who you know as well, who is a glasses wearer. He always has had glasses as long as I've known him, I think. And he said, well, because he and his wife like to go skiing in Tahoe. And he says, well, when I ski, I put my contacts in because like I can't have glasses and then goggles or just sort of like the snow in general, like it's too much.
Yeah, totally.
But then as soon as I'm done, I take them right out. And I was like, it's not easier to just have contacts? And he's like, nope, hate them. I want my glasses. Yeah. That's what I want. And I am the exact opposite. Like, glasses are fine. I mean, in the morning, at night, you know, here and there, I will need them if I'm not wearing contacts. But I don't want to wear things on my face.
I don't either. I'm the same, even though I have so many glasses. I have like, you know, I try to have readers. I have like four readers. I have sunglasses, you know, way more sunglasses than I need, but that's a bit of a fashion thing. Then I have like my contacts. So it's kind of like, okay, so if I'm wearing my contacts today, okay, I got to bring a pair of regular sunglasses. But if I'm wearing my glasses, I bring my, it gets so complicated. I need like a shelf by the front door of like all my glasses, you know, like what am I taking today? It's pretty silly. I don't know.
I sometimes just
jump off the cliff.
I chuck. Yeah. Like just jump off.
I've got a cliff right here. I could just, you know, jump off it.
End
all my worries.
Oh, I sometimes, I chuckle about this because it's like, this is like legit stuff I think about now. Like I have to to my eye appointment. I have to see, you know, what the results are. I have to then, you know, figure out what I buy in order to see. Yeah. And I just never thought about that once upon a time. So thank you, aging. You are the best.
You are the best. Yeah. I think for me, and I'd like to know from y'all out there, for me, when I get a little down about these kinds of things, I feel like I have some pretty good methods to cheer myself up or talk myself off the ledge. Mm-hmm. Obviously, like talking to friends or, you know, watching something funny always does it for me. But like the other day, I was kind of like riddled with too many WTF like moments and The Rock and everything that I was like, I gotta just like, I'm gonna listen to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, which is a news quiz show on NPR that's very funny.
Oh, every weekend. I never miss it.
Oh, it's the best. I mean, I'm telling you, that is like good medicine for when you're just feeling out of sorts. And I'll go on a walk, listen to that, and it really works. It's like, doesn't solve all my problems, but it works in the moment. And I'd like to know from y'all out there, how do you kind of, I don't know, chill? Like what are your methods of like, you know what, I gotta just like get out of the house, go on a drive, listen to, yeah, maybe there's a podcast that you guys love out there that cheers you up. Maybe it's our podcast. Have such a good day after all. Let us know. Email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com.
I would love it if that were the case.
All comes full circle, Sarah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, listen, why else are Heather and I here but to exactly. cheer you up? All right. So buck up, kids.
Buck up, campers. Yeah.
But truly, we love all the feedback that you give us. And sometimes we think we're going to get some feedback over a certain topic and we don't really get any. So if you're one of those people who's like, what do they really care what I have to say? Please send us an email.
We care. Oh, my God. We got a great email from Gabby, Sarah Lane.
We did.
I thought this was very amusing. She's referring to last week's episode about email signatures that I was talking about. And she says, hi, guys. My go-to email signatures are cheers, thanks so much, and occasionally best. Cheers, Gabby.
Oh, Gabby.
That was very cute.
So, and this is, we both, Heather and I were like, what is best anyway in our previous episode? Like, I mean, it's not rude, but it's like, what is that? It's not even a sentence.
Wishing someone the best?
Doesn't make, like, best
are
wishes?
Are you the best? Yeah.
Yeah. Hope for the best. Like, what is that? Gabby, I also have to say, thanks so much is very passive aggressive and I love it. And I also use that sometimes.
But do you use it as like you're genuine or passive aggressive is the question.
I don't know. I haven't done that in a while.
The next time you do that to me, I'm gonna
like,
be questioning.
Like a thanks, comma, I feel like is, you know, that's perfectly professional. Thanks, yeah. Exclamation is like, I kinda know you, you know, to the point like where
I'm
like I can like
sometimes.
Add a little flair. Thanks so much, comma, is like, yeah, fuck you.
I love it. Gabby, what do you think about that? We'd love to hear from you and everyone out there, please. And by the way, I did do a quick Google search and I found out that vintage Chia Pet head.
Oh, yeah.
From the 1960s, y'all. They call it Smiling Jim and he's very creepy.
Is
and
it
I'm
a
going
real?
To send you a picture.
What?
Yeah. In fact, I'll just Mind send blown. You this link because, and then I'll send you a picture of what we have downstairs. But it's creepy. It's like sitting up on the shelf. He's got these ears that stick out. He looks like a vintage dude. He's got kind of a vintage looking face. Yeah.
Yep. Would not know who that is. That's the original Chia Pet. How about that?
So.
Now, if anyone's sitting around going, I wonder what they're looking at. Yeah, look that up. Cause it's a lot.
Smiling Jim.
Apparently there's
Vintage
a second
Chia
market
Pet.
On Poshmark for Chia Pets.
Oh yeah. And
so,
eBay.
So,
go down
so, yeah.
that rabbit hole.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Stuff,
Sarah.
Well, Heather Frank, I think we're going to put a fork in this one because we are done. This has been a wonderful episode as always. Episode 206 in the can.
And, you know, we'd like to always remind you every episode about becoming a patron because your patronage keeps the lights on around here and we want to grow a group. That's just the honest truth here, isn't it, Sarah?
100%. 1,000%. 1,500%. Okay, I could go on. We try not to, like, plug this too much, but just so everybody knows, if you're already a patron, you already know this. So, you know, you can pass out for the next 10 seconds. But if you're not, we always offer the show for free. We will continue to do that. But your direct patronage For those of you who support us directly, really does help us keep the lights on. No joke. No bones about that.
It does take a little work to make the show go on every week, and we're just two little ladies.
Yeah.
But, we really appreciate your support.
And we really
spread the good word.
Really do. Yeah.
Spread the word.
Yeah. You got someone you know who might say, you know, these people are a couple of eggheads.
Egghead. Talk about a vintage term.
You know? Whatever.
I love it.
I don't even know why I said
Chuckleheads.
That. Chuckleheads. It's because I had like hard-boiled eggs for lunch anyway.
So did I.
Did you?
My God. How is that a long story? Don't tell it. All right, y'all. until next week, peace and love. Stay sexy, and I'll stay Heather.
Best, Sarah.
Have such a good day. Cheers.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.